Telchen. And we believe it comes from the word Telchen, which is the Telchen Games. There were big games that were held way back in time. So there must have been big games or competition held on top of the mountain. That's why it got that name.
There were Gaelic games, essentially, with a bit of athletics. You'll get them, you'll be able to research them if you want. In actual fact, the last one, I think, was in 1933. But they involved other countries. For instance, they were played in Croke Park, but Americans would come over, expats, and play. There's a very famous footballer in the locality, a man called Tom Shevlin, or Shovlin as we called him. And he actually played in the Telchen Games for Ireland. It was a forerunner to the international rules game that they now play against Australia. And he represented Ireland twice. And in 19, I think, he represented Ireland twice in Telchen Games, and he refereed Telchen Games, the last one, I think. He was a man from Carrickmacross who came to reside in the area and, of course, fell in love with the area, and obviously he would, you know, being very lucky to get here. And he had a shoe shop. But he was a very famous footballer, played for Monaghan, played for Roscommon, and played for Strokestown, and also played for Ireland in the Telchen Games. So, there were, I think, every 5 or 6 years. The last one, I think, was in 1933. The GAA became better at marketing their product, and so and they had more competition, and so it fell away. It became incidental to the thing. And also, other clubs, GAA clubs, sprung up in America and England and whatever. So the expats started to play the games there in their own competitions and in their own leagues. And so it seems to have fallen away.